Very interesting. I just want to let you know I'm doing field testing. I haven't tried it yet, but.
Are you inviting
me to help? No. The senator, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I used your last name. I apologize. The president asked the question. The senator in back of me here asked, how many products does this affect? I have to share with you, there's a wide variety of labels. Everclear is the most, where'd it go? Oh, he can keep it. I just want to keep an eye on it. Everclear is the largest seller, but it also has Gem Clear, Golden Grain, Graves, Clear Springs, and Apple Pie Moonshine. Fiscal impact on local businesses. The fiscal note said a minimum impact. Across the state of Maryland, they sell about 10,000 cases of this product in the state of Maryland. As I talk to wholesalers and retailers, they have assured me if this product goes off the market, there's plenty more still on the shelf. The most famous one, of course, is 151 Rum, Bacardi. And is grain alcohol prevalent on college campuses? I have to share with you, I used to drink Bash, the big tub, a lot of fruit juice, orange juice, and who knows what in there, but I have to tell you, some of my staff reminisced about watermelons and lemonade, and I guess it is prevalent, although I didn't have any personal use. There was a question from the senator from Montgomery County about testimony about the other states. And I can share with you that in Virginia, which has state-run liquor stores, they have banned every product over 101 proof. So you can get 101 proof, 50.5 alcohol by volume in Virginia. In Pennsylvania, they have banned 190 proof, but our good friends from Everclear came out with 181 proof grain alcohol. And in West Virginia, 190 proof is banned. Other states, interestingly, across the United States have limited not grain alcohol, but any alcohol. For instance, California says 120 proof and above, not legal. Florida, 153 and above, not legal. In Minnesota, 160 and above. The other thing I found interesting, in many of these states, there are special permits for industrial, commercial, culinary, and medical uses. So some of these products are used for sterilizing instruments. One of the biggest sellers of grain alcohol in Prince George's County happens to be a liquor store across the street from Goddard Space Flight Center. And I said to myself, why would that specific location, not near the University of Maryland, not near any of the other schools, have such a high volume? Well, many of these products are used for cleaning of scientific instruments and polishing of telescopes. So different uses that could be done. Bear with me just a second. The president also said what we reduce the alcohol level to. And then the senator from Hartford County asked me, if two shots of 80 proof are the same as one shot of grain alcohol, does it really matter if we ban one level of alcohol by volume? And the interesting answer is it does not matter except for a cost factor. Mr. President, I'd like to defer to the bill sponsor. He and I had a discussion with some folks from Johns Hopkins that had some very interesting information. If I could defer to the senator from Montgomery County.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. So one of the things that we talked about when actually looking at this product, and you know, many people might say as you get older, well, you can't hold them like you used to. And actually, that is a physically correct thing, that as your brain ages, it in fact can hold less alcohol. It shuts down quicker with alcohol. So right away, young people, and this is what we're talking about with this age group, this is obviously what the college presidents are talking about, it takes more alcohol for a young brain to, in essence, shut itself off. And what we're seeing on college campuses these days and what's come out in the reports of the collaborative is the interplay between alcohol and energy drinks, highly caffeinated drinks. So you have young people who are drinking energy drinks or mixing the grain alcohol with the energy drink, trying to keep themselves awake and longer so they can consume more alcohol. And so your brain automatically, as a younger person, can withstand more alcohol. You're pumping it with another chemical to keep it from shutting down. And then you wind up, when you do eventually pass out, the impact of that level of alcohol becomes quite quite risky, and that's where you're seeing a fair amount of the health problems. I mean, you know, if you look at the numbers, we tried to say this last year or yesterday, nearly 1,800 college students die every year from alcohol poisoning. In our state alone, trying to find the right number. In our state, an average of 86 young people between 12 and 20 die every year from alcohol-related homicides, motor vehicle crashes, suicides, and other forms of alcohol poisoning. Excessive alcohol use causes 1,300 deaths every year in our state. This is a product that the states around us have eliminated. They've been able to eliminate it by regulation because of the way their laws are crafted as opposed to ours. So this is our chance to do this statutorily. I think it's important that we take this step. You know, last week we had a briefing by the sectors of higher education. And my new colleague on the Budget and Taxation Committee from Carroll County asked a question about college safety. And Dr. Wilson, who's the president of Morgan State, was very passionate when he talked about how there is not one night that he goes to sleep, and he said, I'm sure every college president in every part of this country has the same thing. There is not one night I go to sleep where my biggest fear isn't something is going to happen to one of the young people who has been put in my charge. And any college president who tells you otherwise is lying, because that is our greatest fear, protecting their safety. They have come to us as a group. My colleague from Anne Arundel County read to you all of the different presidents from around the state who have come together. The Naval Academy, Johns Hopkins, University of Maryland, they've all come together to support this bill to say this is a small step we can do to improve safety on our college campuses. That's why I think it's very important and urge all of you to cast a green vote for this measure. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Okay, there doesn't seem to be any opposition, Senator. Go ahead.
Well, there will be a few of us putting up a red vote, and it's not for the lack of love for our college students. It's for the issue of that, where do we draw the line? If we're at 190 this year, the next bill will come in at 150 or 110 or 90. I'm not sure. It's just a matter of the fundamental issue is finding ways to educate young people about the downside of drinking, excess binge drinking at all levels. So I'm going to vote against it because it's just another level of legislation, regulation that I don't think is going to make a big difference. We need to get to the heart of the matter. Thank you, Mr. President.
Apologize. Okay, Lady Senator from Harford County.
Originally from West Virginia. I just wanted to point out that in 2005, West Virginia did lower the alcohol content. It went from 190 proof to 151. So West Virginia did indeed lower it back in 2005.
Same as Lady Senator from Montgomery County.
We've had our fun joking about amounts of drinks and all of that kind of thing. We've also heard about teach college students not to drink. Lots of luck on that one. First time away from parents. And then the naivete of people. This is a date rape drug. This is a take somebody's clothes off and take pictures of them. This is a dangerous alcohol. I think we can keep joking about booze, about how drunk you got your first year in college, and for young women and nowadays sometimes young men waking up in a bed with someone you don't even know. Is this what we want? And this is the kind of alcohol that leads to that sort of thing. We have plenty of alcohol to drink. There are legitimate alcohols that are out there. I'm not worried about a bill that may come this year. I want a green vote on this year for my granddaughter, my granddaughter's friends, and for your daughters and your nieces and your nephews. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, thank you very much for that wonderful presentation. Any further debate on this issue? A green vote will be to adopt the bill on third reader, a red vote will be to reject it. You ready for the question? Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. President.
Has everyone recorded the vote? Anyone wish to change their vote? Anyone wish to explain their vote? If not, the clerk will take the call. 37 affirmative, 10 in the negative. Senate Bill 75, every seat of the Constitution, regards to the clerk to pass. Clerk, read the next bill.